Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We've got a wonderful new season planned for our listeners. I think this is going to be a really good season.
It's going to be our best season ever.
Ever is a long time.
I know.
That's like an eternity. Forever is ever, right? One of the things we want to focus on, you know, a lot of people ask, what are the things that, as readers, what do people ask you most? And usually it's love, career,
right,
and finance. Right. Those are usually the top three questions.
I think love is number one, don't you?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think we're gonna start focusing this season, especially our very beginning shows are gonna be on love. I mean, every single show we do focus on love a little bit.
We do.
Every single show. It's kind of our namesake. But here's the reason why we focus on it. Because people are always worried, you know, am I doing something wrong? Is there something I could be doing differently?
Mm-hmm.
Is it me? Is it him? Is it her?
Right.
And so the nice thing about being able to maybe have a show like this where people can call in and ask questions. Now, yes, we do psychic readings, angel readings, but if you are looking just for some advice or some help or just an opinion, you know, on how to handle a situation or if you handled something right, give us a call. That's what we're here. That's exactly what we're here for. Give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Wonderful. Now, I know normally we talk about what we did over the weekend. We had a crazy weekend.
It was a very hectic weekend. My son is getting married.
Woohoo!
At the end of this month. So this weekend was bachelor party,
yes,
extravaganza.
Yes, it was. And I love your son, but remember when he dated the girl that looked like Mimi?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she didn't look like her. She had the makeup.
Well, she wore the makeup of Mimi. With
yeah,
the
I'll
blue.
Never forget. Her son is the most handsome, sweetest, nicest, wonderful person in
he
the
is.
World.
And we're not biased in any way.
We're not biased at all, no. And I'll never forget the day he brought his, at that, and this was many years ago, his new girlfriend over to see us. And she got out of the car, and I really thought it was a joke at first. And you know how you, like, start to laugh, and then you realize no one else is.
And I thought the same thing when she showed up. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this has to be a joke.
Yeah, yeah. But
it wasn't.
And God bless her. Everybody's entitled to their taste.
You know what? She's a pretty girl.
Beautiful girl. And she was, you know, she had a rough life.
She had a rough life. And we loved her.
We really did
like
her.
For as long as she was
part of his life.
Yeah.
But now the good part is he has met the woman of his dreams.
Yes.
And she's absolutely a gem.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited. And the wedding is the end of this month. And we're all going up. And so it's going to be a total,
North Carolina.
Total blast. Yeah.
It's going to be wonderful. And I'm very excited. And I'm planning on crying a lot. Because I already, every time I think about it, I kind of tear up.
Well, and I have another announcement to make. As we're doing the show tonight, Jessica needed to have a makeover done. And so we have a girl from MAC who is actually doing Jessica's makeup as we do the show tonight. So if all of a sudden Jessica
seem a little distracted, you'll
know
why.
Because she's actually doing her makeup because we were told that the makeup could be done that quick.
Right.
And you need to get it done quick because
we know how it
is when we get to weddings.
I have to really look good.
Well, and why is that? And this is something we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, I have to. Well, number one, I'm the mother of the groom.
Of course, you want to look good for
and
that.
And I have to look so hot. And so everybody goes, Wow, that's your mom.
Wow, she looks great. Exactly. I mean, when your son or daughter's getting married, you want to look awesome.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, we want them to shine, but we also want to look our personal best.
Well, and the thing is, you're going to be in pictures that are going to be there forever.
And are going to get passed around the internet from person to person to person to person. So, of course, you want to look good, and you will. And they already did a test run on her hair earlier today, so she's going to look fabulous, so it's going to be great.
I'm really excited. I already got the dress. You guys helped me shop.
Yes.
And we found the dress.
And it's gorgeous, and it's going to be absolutely perfect. And as we sit here, the girl from MAC, she has makeup.
She's creating my face.
She's creating her face on a piece of paper, and I've never seen this done
before.
No,
I haven't either.
And she's giving her a smoky look. And so she actually took the style and the shape of your face, and she matched it with blanks that she has. And she's actually putting the makeup on this piece of paper so she can show Jessica what it looks like. I've been to makeovers before. I've never seen this done.
Well, and they did this at, what's the place in the mall?
Clinique? Merle Norman?
Merle Norman.
Yes, okay.
When my daughter went to prom, we went and got her makeup professionally done, and they did this at Merle Norman.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think it's a great idea.
Well, this way they give you an idea, okay, is this what you're looking for?
You have blue eyes?
I
never noticed that.
Hazel
before.
Eyes.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It depends on what I'm wearing. If I'm wearing blue, they look blue. If I'm wearing green, they look green. If I'm wearing gray, they look kind of washed out, nothing.
Got it. Yeah, wow, amazing. So we're all going to get, you're going to get to hear how well, I'm sure it's going to go well, but how fabulous this is going to turn out.
I hope so.
It's going to be great.
Because I wear makeup, but not an excessive amount.
No, and I think I like a natural, more natural look.
Well, and that's what I want it to look like. It's just me looking fabulous.
Looking fabulous. Isn't that great when somebody says, "You look so good," or you know, and oh, whatever, and then you're like, "Oh, I need to go retouch my makeup." And they're like, "You're wearing makeup?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh yeah, and they don't realize you're wearing as much as you are. It means you've done a good job.
Well, I think at this point in my life, you're probably gonna realize.
Well, we're going to have fun tonight, everybody. We're going to do our angel readings. We're going to answer any question you have about love, relationships, or anything else that you might have a question about tonight. We're also going to talk about whether somebody is date-worthy or dump-worthy. I call keep them or dump them. And that's the truth.
And that is the truth. And I've been in the dating scene for quite a while now, and I actually am on a dating site now.
Mm-hmm.
And have had quite a few dates in the last 2 months, so I've had some experience.
And we want to update our listeners because Jessica, we actually brought this out on the show, where Jessica, she sometimes had a hard time when she would go on a date and the person wasn't quite what she was looking for, and she didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, so I would go out with them forever because I'm too much of a coward.
So we talked about it, and our listeners all chimed in. They were so great.
They were
advice.
Great. They're like, don't
right.
go out
no,
anymore.
Because you have to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I really like you as a person, but I don't feel there's a spark.
Right.
Be honest. Well, Jessica was honest with this particular
and
person.
I felt terrible.
She felt really bad, but do you want to know what? It was the best thing, because what did I tell you would happen when you did that?
Well, you told me my karma, because I have a tendency, and when I first started dating, I would go on some dates, and then I would never call them back.
Right.
Which
I remember
is terrible.
That. Which
you
is...
don't do that to people. That's
no.
just mean.
Right. But it was because you felt so bad.
I felt bad.
I told you your karma would change, did
yes.
I not? And what happened almost immediately?
Oh, yeah. Suddenly my dating life is blowing up.
Her dating life is blowing up in a good way. She has
it
more
is.
Dates. And we were just saying we have to figure out Adventure Saturday around all the dates that she has
yes,
coming up.
Yes.
So it's good, and she's going to treat every single one of them with respect, so it's going to be great. So let's go ahead and do this now.
Okay.
The first thing I want to do is I want to ask our listeners, before I take the first caller here, I want to ask how many of our listeners, when you get on the phone with us tonight, I want everyone to feel free, if they have a piece of dating advice, maybe something that was passed down from a mom, a sister, a friend, a grandmother, an aunt, or even an uncle or anyone else, maybe a dad, I want you to pass that gem. If there's one gem that was ever passed on to you, pass it along to others, because the truth is, it's so much easier to view a relationship from afar than it is when you're right in the trenches.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? And sometimes this advice can really come in handy. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our first caller, who's calling in from area code 770 with a prefix of 602. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Great. How are you, Kimberly?
Good, good.
Okay, and what part of the country are you calling from?
I am calling from Conyers, Georgia.
Conyers, Georgia. Wonderful.
And yep. How can we
help you this evening?
Yeah, I just have, I noticed that the topic was about love.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question about a former relationship.
Okay.
It was, his name was Kenny. And the relationship didn't go that well, but I forgave him. And now he's trying to enter in my life. I don't feel like I did before. But I'm just wondering, I mean, when I go around him, when I go back home, I talk to him. But it's not the same, and I'm just wondering, should I entertain it or just let it go and leave it in the past?
Well, as you know, the one thing we do on this show is we never take free will away from you. So the first thing I want to tell you is that certainly the choice is yours whether or not you want to entertain it or not. But one thing I am getting from my angels is this, and that is if you feel, well, let me rephrase this. They're telling me the reason why you're seeing him differently is because you have now started to see him as he truly is. Let's just say some warts and blisters and all, right?
Right.
Okay. So with that being said, when you entertain the thought of going out with him, it's with much less excitement and anticipation than it would have been previously. And this is where one of those gems comes in. If a person shows you who they are, believe them. And I think he showed you who he was, and you do believe it, and you've decided that this is not somebody you want to be with. And I don't think the question is so much a question for me, but maybe more to validate what you already know. He's somebody who you bonded with at some point in time, and you will have in your life, but I don't think it's somebody who you really want to have as an active participant in an intimate relationship in your life. Would that be correct?
You are correct.
Okay, so you know the answer. And I always say, you know, associate people with you whom you know you can trust. And I feel like trust is an issue with him and has been in the past. Is that correct?
Well, you are correct.
Okay, so when you add those two things, the question is, why would you want to associate with somebody who you know you can't trust? Because that creates doubt for you constantly. And if you can't trust somebody, it leaves you with that feeling of never quite knowing. And, you know, life has too many things that we can't control. The things we can, I say, honey, control them. You know, the things in life we can control, we should. So that means the people that we spend time with, our friends, our associates, and definitely the people we date. We want to make sure that they're the kind of quality people we want to be with. Because another gem. My mother always used to say, you are the people you hang out with. And I used to think, that's just so silly. You know how kids are, right? But the truth is, the more we hang out with people who maybe aren't on the same level as us, and I don't mean lower than us or better than us, I just mean don't have the same values as us, then it can sometimes drop us down instead of them raising up. So you want to make sure that you surround yourself with like people.
Okay.
And that also answers your question, doesn't it?
Oh, of course it does.
There you go. Now, I have a question
yes.
for you. Do you have any sage advice that you've been given that's been maybe passed down in your family about love
Hello?
Or dating? Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
We can
I couldn't hear
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any sage advice about love or dating?
My dad always told me that you make sure when you date someone, if you're in a serious relationship, that you kind of watch a man's actions for 3 to 6 months. Even, I mean, if it's a long-term relationship, a year, because sometimes guys will mask who they really are.
Oh, okay. That's really good advice.
To strengthen your life. Yeah, he always told me that. Yeah,
that's great advice.
I agree with that advice, too.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes you're right. I think that anyone can carry a front or a facade for 3 to 6 months, but much longer than that, it gets harder and harder.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Exactly.
So that's actually some really, really good advice. I like that one.
Yep.
I like that. Okay. Very good. Great advice. So, were we able to help you this evening?
Oh, yes. Yes, like you said before, you just confirmed what I was feeling because, I mean, I don't trust them. I don't trust them at
right.
all.
Right. There you go. Then that's the answer. There you go. You kind
yeah.
of answered it yourself anyway, right?
You
just
you
needed validation. Wonderful.
That was
Kimberly,
it.
Thank you. Thank you
all right,
for calling
thank you.
In. You have a wonderful evening.
You have a wonderful evening, too. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is such a lovely voice.
She
doesn't
is.
She? You could feel good positive
yes.
energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great. I love that. As a matter of fact, you said that you had, there was an article you had read recently.
Yeah, I actually printed it up
yeah.
so I could refer to it. There are character flaws that you definitely know you need to stay away from.
And it kind of, I remember we were talking about it earlier. Why don't you tell our listeners about it? Because
well,
I think it was
there are a couple of them that they have here. The first one they say is watch out for how your date treats people in the service industry. If they treat people badly, such
mm-hmm.
as, you know, waiters, waitresses, anybody that's serving you, if they treat them badly, there's your first clue. They're going
right.
to treat you terrible.
Right, because,
you know, yelling at them and saying, hey, you don't know who I am, or your tip is going to reflect poorly on my service.
Playing the power game.
Right.
I call that the power
right.
game. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's embarrassing, number one, and
right.
it's just disrespectful, in my opinion.
It is, and it's also a sign that says at some point in time, if they're dissatisfied with you,
right.
they'll treat you the same
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're treating other human beings in a way that's unacceptable, then that should be a giant red flag.
Oh, my gosh,
let's call
yeah.
this the red flags of dating.
There we
okay,
go.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, what
the
other
second
thing?
One is he always forgets to hit the ATM.
Oh.
I experienced yes. this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meaning you're going out on a date, and, you know, I realize this is the century where women do split checks with men.
Mm-hmm.
But I am kind of old school,
right.
and I feel like if you have invited me out to
right.
dinner,
mm-hmm.
you should pay.
Exactly.
Okay, if
mm-hmm.
I invited you, of course I would pay.
Right, or if you
if
suggested
it's a mutual
it,
thing, like, then we each share.
Yeah, right, 50-50.
But I went on a date,
mm-hmm.
and I was invited to dinner or to lunch, and I ended up paying for much more even than my own share.
Right. And this was a very wealthy attorney.
Yes,
we
this
would,
was a
we
wealthy individual
yes. mm-hmm.
who quite obviously had a problem with parting with his funds.
Yes. So you parted with him, which
I did.
Was a great idea.
That was,
and again, red flag. So,
yes.
you know, what you need to do is when you're out on dates, when you're, you know, somebody asks you out, that first date, you know, everybody's a little nervous. And I always say don't judge from the very, very first date.
Right.
Because people do the stupidest things on the first
date.
Well,
and you have coached me along because I have a tendency on the first date to go, yeah, too many weird things, and, you know, and I'm trying not to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, just think how nervous we are. I remember our first date years, I mean, obviously I've been married many years, but years and years ago, I went out with a guy from West Point,
mm-hmm.
and we went to a restaurant. And you know how, okay, girls, I mean, some girls, I give you so much credit, you will eat like cavemen, but most of us, you know, and we were just talking about this the other day because we were with a group of girls and we'll talk about that in a minute, too. We were with a group of girls, the girl had just gotten off a date, and she said, I'm so hungry. And it was funny because we're like, yeah, we know. She goes, let's hit McDonald's because she'd just gotten in from a date, and she didn't want to seem like she was a pig, right? So I was on this date, and I ordered French onion soup, first time I ever ordered it out.
Oh, no, that's so messy.
Not only messy, the cheese kept wadding up on the spoon, and I didn't want to, like, bite it off with my teeth because I thought that's not very
mm-hmm.
ladylike. So I had like 10 pounds of cheese on the spoon. So I try to make a little hole in the center with my tongue so a little soup could go in. It was so stupid. Now, mind you, I was very young. But the point is, I think we all do things on a first date that we would normally never
right,
do,
right.
you know? And also, now I would have the confidence to just scrape it off and say, wow, this is great,
right.
you know? But
well, I've gotten past that part.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started dating, I couldn't eat. I
right.
mean, I felt like they were watching every bite I took.
Right, right.
Now, I don't care.
Now, if that means that much to them,
oh, yeah.
then they shouldn't be
if
dating
you. Don't
you.
Like what
red
I'm
flag.
Yeah. Right,
right,
right.
So that's the red flag.
Yes.
What other red flags
and
do you have?
And this other one, all he talks is about are his exes.
Yes.
Which I was on a date, too. But, I mean, they tell you do not talk about your exes on
correct.
The first date. That is a big no-no. Nobody wants to hear about your previous boyfriends, your husbands, your anything. Because
your 7-8-year-long relationship.
Right, right.
And also, if they're constantly talking about many exes,
yes.
then that tells you something. That means that they haven't had or found a satisfactory
mm-hmm.
relationship, and perhaps what they're looking for isn't going to be found with another person,
right, right.
which is another thing. You know, we see people who are what we call ageists, men who want to only date women that are younger. They'll date women their
mm-hmm.
own age, but then as soon as it starts to get serious, it's just they find a reason to break up because truly they can't, they have to date somebody younger. Like it's just
and I just don't get
to.
That. I would think you would want somebody in your own age group, somebody you
mm-hmm.
have something in common with.
Well, you would think. And you see, this is what ends up happening because eventually as these relationships get stronger, a lot of the younger women will stay with a man who is more financially prepared for that because
mm-hmm.
because of the assets. And I'm not saying it's
security.
A great thing. Security.
Right.
But there comes that momentous time where suddenly this man who's 25 to 35 and in some cases 40 years older,
mm-hmm.
these women wake up and say, my God, what am I, you know.
Well, you know, you have the senior citizen and you're still a hot young thing.
Right. And, you know, we're starting to see that just a little bit now. And I'm not suggesting that these people are this way. I'm just saying take a look at was it Michael Douglas
yes.
and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody actually had recommended that maybe they, when they got married, that this was going to be forthcoming.
Right.
And I think that it's really, you know, I mean, we see this. We see this happening all the time. Demi Moore and Ashton
mm-hmm.
Kutcher, you know.
And look what ended up happening with that.
Right.
I mean, they
know?
Seem so happy, but you get mm-hmm. to a point where you want somebody closer
you're at
to your
different
own age.
Stages in your life.
Right.
You know, you truly are. So that's something that a lot of people need to keep in mind. Do you have anything else on your red flag list? Because I think those
see.
Were really good points.
Oh. Well, I did experience this on a date this weekend.
See, this is why Jessica is wonderful to talk about.
And I really didn't think anything of it till I'm reading this. He flirts with other women right in front of you.
Right.
And men will flirt, you know, they
mm-hmm.
they do flirt, I mean, but this is saying openly gawking at another woman,
right.
engaging in witty, flirty banter with your waitress, which is what my date did. And this waitress was young.
See?
I mean, she had to be 18 at best.
Okay, so possible ageist and also inappropriate behavior.
It was,
but
because
you
I'm thinking,
be,
you're old enough to be this girl's father.
When you're on a date, when a girl's with a guy or a guy's with a girl, you should be the main focus. Like, if you're dating a guy that night, you should be the number one person in his mind on
right.
his list. Getting
focus
all his attention that night.
Right.
That's right. And, girl, same thing with you. You know, I talk to a lot of people. I talk to literally I've probably talked to over 23,000
mm-hmm.
people, and I can tell you, and probably more than that,
probably
a lot more than that. But the point is, you know, the one thing that I have learned through the years, and some of the advice that I've been blessed from the angels to give, is that when you're out, if you're not interested with the person you're with, own up to it, move on, but don't make them feel like less than what they are.
Right.
For men and for women, it's not right. Don't be flirting with the waiter. Don't be flirting with the guy at the next table or the guy sitting at the bar next to you. It's wrong. It's not right. It lowers you as a person. It makes you not be as dignified, and it's certainly just a terrible thing to do to the other person. So you want to be careful of that. Now, we're going to go ahead and take another caller here. This caller is calling from area code 610 with a prefix of 442. Welcome to the Christian Psychic
Hello?
Cafe. Hi, how are you?
Hello,
can
I'm
you hear me?
Good.
Oh, good.
Yes,
what's your first
you.
Name?
I'm an
What's your first
Sonia.
Name? Sonia. Well, welcome to the
Hello?
Show. What part of the country? Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Yeah,
now,
you're breaking up really bad.
You're
I'm
cutting
breaking.
In and out.
I'm cutting in and out. Let me try a different headset. Hold on, please.
I thought it was actually me, but apparently it's Dr. Jenny's line.
Okay, let's try this. Is that better?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, great. All
Hello?
Right. So, Sonia, what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from PA.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. And how can we help you this evening?
I'm calling in for a reading about career. I am presently looking for another job. I mean, I do have a job now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things are not well at a company in general. So that's the reason why I'm looking for something else.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, according to what I'm seeing here, is that have you thought about taking up a class of some kind or studying?
Yeah, no, no. I mean, I am signing up for a class that's going to start in September.
Because that's what the angels are telling me, is that there's this educational step that you're looking to do. But in the meantime, you know, you're going to be making some other moves. But they are telling me and solidifying that that is the correct thing to do. So I want to state that. The other thing that they're telling me about is, were you planning on moving at all?
No, I just moved, actually, 4 months ago. I just bought a house.
But moving from your job, because I do see that job,
what I said. I have to find another job because things are not well financially at the company. I would love to stay, but, you know, budget-wise and all that, so I don't want to, you know, pretend I have a job.
I can tell you
that
the company is not going to thrive, and it's not going to turn around for them. And I feel like it's going to be this way for quite some time. I don't think they're going to go under, but I don't see that they're going to stay where they are. Yeah, I can hear you great, and I'm on a landline. Are you on a cell phone?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything he said. I mean, I just...
Yeah, I think you're calling in from a cell phone. That may be the problem because I'm on a landline, and... thank goodness I'm not having any problems. But what I said is that I think this company is not going to be going out of business. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, they're not going to be going out of business. They're simply going to be struggling for a long time. And I do see that within the next 45 days that you will be finding alternative employment.
Right. And as a matter of fact, I applied for something last night. And this morning I got an email saying that we'd like to have a phone interview, so we have it set up for Monday. It's a,
so
a
you
very
testing
solid
me.
Company that's getting into the medical field. And the company, you know, seems like I said, like a very good contender for me. I don't know what you were picking up.
Well, I can tell you that part of what I'm seeing here, not completely, but part of what I'm seeing is that the change that you're about to have is in the... I thought you were already in the medical field.
Oh,
okay.
Well, the thing is that I was. Before I left this company, the company I was working for was medical. I mean, I'm in a technology field, but it just happened to be medical industry. So that's what let's call it industry.
Because they're showing
so
me you working in the medical field. That's what they're showing me. So I'm going to say I do see you working in the medical field, and I see that continuing. And I see that even though you're going to be going to school, I do see that you will continue down the road in the medical field, but in a different area than you are now.
Right, right. The thing is, I do want to go back for my master's. I mean, what I'm thinking is just two classes. But I want to get back, but right now I can't afford it because I'm still paying off student loans for my previous degree. So I know this company I applied for, they pay for education. And the thing is, before I got this job, I mean, because I'm here 2 years and 3 months, I had applied with them. And I'm applying back to almost 2 years and 3 months later.
Okay.
You know, a different position, though, and they have different branches.
Have you thought of social work?
No, I went to school for information technology. Social work, I really don't like that. You know, it doesn't...
I know, but can I tell you something? You'd be really good at it because you do have... that kind of compassionate soul that would make it really successful for you.
Yeah,
you're very logic-based.
I don't really like that.
But at the same time, because you're logic-based, you also have that nurturing part of you that would actually make you very successful at that. I still see you in the medical field down the road.
No, I'm not.
That's
I don't really like that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. On this, we'll have to agree to disagree. And I'll make a deal with you. 10 years from now, maybe you'll give me a call and you'll say, Dr. Jenny, you are absolutely wrong. Or maybe you'll call me up and say you wouldn't believe it.
Right. You wouldn't believe it.
So you think
it,
I have a chance for this company that I'm going to have the phone interview with, the one I told you about?
I think you're going to have a very strong chance with this company, and I think the only thing that's going to hold you back is that they're looking for something that you don't have. I don't know what it is, but they're looking for something that you currently do not have. Do you know what that is?
Really?
Yeah. There is
well,
something
the thing
that
is,
right
off of the job description, more and more, because I did go to college, you know, I do have a degree in ISP.
Yeah, I know.
And the thing is that I match description by description, item by item, and I have almost everything they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
thing
you're
going to
be up against people who have exactly everything they're looking for, and that will be the difference. Okay, so that's going to be the only thing that you have to worry about.
Right, but the thing is, if I didn't have anything they want, why would I even want a phone interview with me? You know what I'm saying?
No, I never said they didn't have anything you wanted. I said that you didn't have everything. You are going to be up
right.
against some people who have absolutely everything they want. And that will make the difference. Okay.
Oh, okay. So they're gonna get the chance then. So.
No, I'm not saying you won't get the chance. I'm saying I would suggest that when you go, you sell yourself and all the positive qualities that you have. I think that will make a great difference for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Listen. God bless you, and thank you for calling. And I'm gonna say now that Jessica and I one of the things that we always talk about is, after I've spoken to a client, one of the things we like to talk about is, you know, what we felt. Now, I'm going to ask you, and here we were talking with Sonia, what were your impressions?
Well, I'm actually getting makeup put on one eye now, so it's very difficult for me to
concentrate. And I'm not sure which eye to look at, the one that's getting makeup put on or the one that's not. What I will say is Sonia has a very definitive idea of what she wants
well,
to do.
Well, yes, and she has this set view in her mind of what she wants.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And so what I want to also say is, you know, a psychic reading doesn't mean that that's exactly what you have to do.
No, not
it
at all.
It means that's what I'm being shown. But, you know, things can change. Things can change all the time.
I think every day things change.
Yes, I think so, too. So definitely things will change for her. And I would just like to see her 10 years from now, because I have an angel whispering in my ear, and I think she might go to the medical field, and maybe not, but time will tell. Now, we're going to go ahead and try this other headset and see if it works better, because that was really getting difficult.
Hopefully.
And hopefully.
You were kind of cutting in and out before.
Really? Am I still cutting in and out now?
Now I don't hear you at all.
Really?
I hear nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, I gotcha.
You
there
got
you go.
Me.
Talk.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, well, this can't be a good sign. But we sometimes do with BTR have technical difficulties, and whether it's the headset or not, we are going to forge forward. The next caller we're going to be taking is from area code 240 with a prefix of 377. And I'm going to say hello. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi, who's this?
This is Connie calling from Maryland.
Hi, Connie from Maryland. How are you?
Hello?
Ah, we're still having the cutting out problem.
Hello?
Yeah, you're having that
okay.
problem again.
Maybe you can hear me now. Is this better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, wonderful.
But you've been going out
and
out all night.
Your headset is fritzing out.
I do believe so. Okay, Connie from Maryland, how can I help you this evening?
I just wanted to know any message that you're picking up for me right now from Spirit.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I never do on the show, mostly just because of lack of time, is do just like a general reading. So I always ask people, if there's something particularly you want me to focus on, I'm happy to focus on it. You just have to tell me what that is that you want me to focus on. Okay.
Job and finances.
Uh-huh. Job and finances. Okay. So
hello?
The first thing, and you can't hear me.
Hello?
Well, obviously, we are just having a terrible time with our phone systems tonight. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. That's really frustrating. All righty. So job and finance, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first thing I need to say to you is, are you currently employed?
Until about the end of this month.
Because what I was about to say to you is you do not feel like you are getting what you deserve at your job. You don't feel like you're recognized for your abilities. Is that true?
Right.
Yeah. Is that true?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what they're saying. And they're saying that what you do, you've almost lost the fire for what you do. And that it's time for you to take action and go in another direction. But they're saying there's a truth that needs to come out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
The angels are telling me there's a truth that needs to come out within you. Because there's part of this situation that you're being confronted with at this current job. It's not your fault. But more than that, you're taking it kind of personal, and they're saying that your energy is really down right now because you're worried and you're scared. Is that true?
Right, that's true.
Okay. All right. So they're saying that, number one, yes, it's time to take action, but the next thing that they're saying is have faith and hope, because they're saying that something positive is coming. Like, they're showing me a mountain and they show me the sun rising on the other side, and whenever they show me that, that's their signal to me that something new and positive is coming right around the corner, and it's quickly coming around the corner. I want to talk to you about that, because I see it coming really fast. Now I'm going to ask you and they're saying, I was just going to ask you something, but they stopped me because they're interrupting me, which they're supposed to do because they're angels. They're allowed to do that. They're saying that you're kind of at the end of one of the life cycles that you have. That doesn't mean the end of your life. Let me make that perfectly 100%
right.
clear. What that means is that you're at, yeah, okay. So you're at one of those points where you're about to make a pivotal change, and so you're moving on to something new and better and brighter. This is a good thing. So something exciting is waiting for you. But the thing that's throwing me is a child. Now, you have children?
I have one child who I dropped off maybe a week or so ago at college.
Okay, that's the one. Because I'm getting one child, and I just want to address that for one moment, if you'll please consider this. And I'm trying to determine if it's you or them. Hold on a second. And this is not something I... let me see how I can put this. Hold on. Who has lower abdominal pain on occasion? One of you
does. She does.
Okay. That's the one. Okay, so I am connecting definitely to her. She's the one. What they're telling me is don't worry.
You went out again.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What they're telling me is don't worry, do not fear, that this is going to be okay. This is going to work. Okay?
Her abdominal pain?
No. Her entire situation. Sometimes you worry about her a little bit. I mean, like any parent would. But they're saying that everything's going to be okay. They're just kind of letting you know by validating who she is, which they've just done that. And they're saying that don't worry about her. But apparently, was she involved in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. So
which one?
And you know, well, there was one that really did not work out well, and it really broke her heart.
We know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the one that has scarred her mostly. And I'm going to tell you right now, and this is just the truth, I don't see her getting involved in a real relationship. I don't care if she's in one right now or not, but I'm going to tell you conditions right now are not favorable for that, for her to be involved in a serious relationship for a little bit, because she's got some healing to do. She has not healed the way she's supposed to.
And I've told her that. I wish she was here so she could hear you, but I've told her that.
Well, you know what you can do? Tomorrow you can type it into Blog Talk Radio and look for the Christian Psychic Cafe Love Advice, and it'll bring up the show, and you can have her listen to it.
Okay. Great.
Okay, you could just email her the link. But I want to tell you this, her schooling and studying and all that, Her purpose, her personal growth will continue to happen. She's just got to give herself the time to heal and realize, come to some certain conclusions in her life, which I won't go on with over the air because that's really for her in general. But she needs to come to some conclusions and recognize some things. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope this has been helpful to you.
It has. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Okay, and I'll tell you what. She was a neat lady. She really spoke her mind, and I like that.
Yes, she was.
She was. And you know, a lot of times our angels will validate something that I've said or something that I'm about to say just the way they did here. They showed me the lower abdominal cramping. So, because I wanted to make sure I was recognizing her daughter and not herself. And they, in fact, did show me that because it was a thing on schooling and also
right,
dating.
Right.
So, and that's the other thing. When we have bad relationships, we have to work those out in our mind. We have to decide what was good, what was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if we hide from the truth or are fearful of seeing the truth because it might hurt our feelings, we're destined to relive that. And, you know, I remember saying that many years ago, Mr. Franz, my seventh grade history teacher, was my favorite teacher because he taught us about how history always repeats itself unless it's dealt with in the right way. And it's that way in relationships, too. So if we don't recognize and are too afraid to recognize and come to the truth of a situation, then I think that we're destined to relive it. So it's really important. I want to talk to everybody for a moment, and then we're going to take our next callers, about whether somebody's date-worthy or dump-worthy. Okay? Keep them or dump them.
Keep them or dump them. That's a good one.
And so one of the things I want to talk about is just because a guy is really cute, and you know, we're females, so we talk about men, but this goes hand in hand for men to women as well. Just because somebody's really, you know, good-looking and has a great, you know, maybe a great body or a great face, it doesn't necessarily mean that that person has to be with you for the rest of your life. Because there are other things we always have to think about. One of them is, for instance, if you're dating with a guy and suddenly he'd rather hang with the guys all the time, and everyone has a man cave and guys like to watch the game, and there's nothing wrong with that, but when he drops his romantic plans with you to be with the guys on a regular basis, I would say
that's a bad sign.
That's a dropper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because he's telling you early on in the relationship, he's going to choose this group of men or a male bonding over you.
Especially in the beginning if he does
in
that.
In the beginning,
oh my goodness.
You know you got trouble. If he calls other women to share good news before he calls you, okay? Now, you know, if he's calling his boss, his you know, and his female coworker and even frankly his mother before he calls you, if you're in a relationship with a guy and he calls his mom every time he has good news before he calls you, you're not ranking where you're supposed to, and there's a good chance you never will. Now, with some men, mommy's very important and you'll never rank above her, and I'm not saying you should take her place. I'm just saying that in a truly solid relationship where communication and honesty is there, the first person they want to call should be you.
I agree.
Right? And so consider that. I would say dump him. If he blows off important dates, don't get too worked up if your guy doesn't see the importance of your five-month anniversary, because let's face it, women have a tendency to make anniversaries and special days out of everything. No one's perfect. However, if he forgets your birthday, that's a no-brainer. I mean, we all know, girls, come on. If we've been dating a guy and it's getting close to our birthday, we've, A, dropped the hints, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, B, we're already wondering what they're going to get us. Now, it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be thoughtful. Even if it's just a book that you mentioned to him that you really wanted with a beautiful card, that's enough. But it's the thought.
Well, he can't forget you. Oh my goodness.
No, but if they forget your birthday,
dump them.
This is a big one, and I'm working with a client right now on this. And it's if you don't get the invite. So if you're rarely his date to big events, like cousins' weddings or an awards banquet where he's being honored, he's not taking the relationship very seriously.
Right.
So, you know, if all of a sudden you see he gets in the mail this invitation to this shindig, and he doesn't ask you to go, and he mentions he's taking maybe a business trip where the shindig is taking place, and or, you know, he's going away with the guys for that weekend, I would say that you're not ranking even close to where you need to be. He's not taking the relationship seriously. And these are, you know, in a way, I hate to say it, but these are all red flags, much like what Jessica was talking about. And the reason why we're pointing these out is because these are the types of things I get calls on all the time. So, frankly, if you listen to what we're saying here tonight and you're experiencing these things, you've only got more to come because, let's face it, we all put our best foot forward in the beginning of a relationship. If that's not happening in the beginning of the relationship, it's only destined to get worse later on, okay? If he mentions his ex more than once, frequent mentions of an ex-girlfriend could mean that he hasn't let go, and maybe that just means you're a fill-in for the time being.
Right, I agree with
that. You've got to keep that in mind. And here's a big one, and I talk to people about this every single day, and I can be more blunt now because I'm telling you about it, not speaking to a specific person. But if you don't have the same outlook on life, for instance, you want to travel, but he loves being a homebody. You want kids, well, he'd rather act like a kid. If the future that each of you envision is important when deciding the fate of your relationship, then I think you need to know what they're envisioning. Because if you both have different visions of your future, somebody's not going to be happy, and if one of you aren't happy, then neither one of you are happy. So it's important that you be with a person who has the same long-term goals.
Yes,
that you
yes.
have. If you want children, you know, you want to be with somebody who's open to having children. It doesn't mean that he wants to sign up for 12 of them, because, again, I see that commonly. But as long as he's open to having children, then that's okay. You want to travel, and he says, yeah, I really don't like traveling. You've got a problem. That's a major red flag. So, gosh, why would you want to have a long-term relationship with somebody and waste the time that you could be using to find somebody who more fits your needs? Because that's really what we're talking about. When you stay in a relationship that's not healthy, that's full of red flags, and you don't move on and look for the right person, the person who's going to fill your needs, who's more compatible, aren't you, in fact, wasting time?
Absolutely, you are.
Better, okay? Mm-hmm. So keep this in mind. You know, if he's cute but has quirky habits that are starting to make you feel like he's running his fingernails down a blackboard, and this is in the beginning, time to get out. Red flag. Okay? And the last thing is, if he has a bad track record, even if he seems dedicated to you, if he's on Facebook with his past dates and people he used to hang out with, and, again, flirting with waitresses, could be signs that he's not interested in settling down. Okay?
Right.
And,
or he's more interested in everyone else other than you.
Well, it says that he's the kind that burns bright and burns out.
Right.
You see frequently. And that also goes if the relationship is all about sex. You know, sex is really important, but it shouldn't be the sole form of entertainment in a relationship. So if you're not spending quality time outside the bedroom, you need to lose interest in him.
Right.
Okay? And I'll look beyond the chemistry, folks, because minus a person's good looks and maybe hot body, would you still want to be with them? Okay? If they didn't, you know, just imagine that he put on 40 pounds and went bald. Nothing wrong with bald men or men who have a belly, but I'm just saying, if you're standing in front of a guy who's totally hot,
mm-hmm.
totally gorgeous, and then that picture changed in whatever way that you would consider unattractive, would you still want to spend time with this person? If the answer is no, time to move on. And that doesn't sound like the most positive thing, but the truth is it's positive because you're no longer wasting time.
Right.
And again, because I get so many calls on a daily basis asking me these questions, I thought we could put them out there for everybody.
No,
here,
I think it's great.
You know?
This gives you guidelines when you're out there dating.
Right.
What to do, what you should look
right.
for, the red flags.
So
I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, if he doesn't pick up the bill when you're at the restaurant and he goes to the bathroom to try and get out of it, walk away.
I would run away.
I think Jessica called it dine and dash. If, for instance, you know, they are flirting with the waitress and or talking about their exes excessively, walk away. Just use these tips because they're good ones. And these are not connected to any one individual that's listening tonight, but I know many of you have had these experiences. So just keep it in mind. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller at area code 504 with the prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I know your voice. Okay.
I know who you are. So, how's
I'm
New Orleans
doing?
Okay. You're doing okay?
Started up again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
Have you now been...
happy.
okay. tell me you're no longer in the professor's house taking care of his pets, correct?
Yeah, that's done. That's over.
Okay.
That's a done deal.
Okay. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I mean, no. It's always nice to be able to do stuff, but at the same time, it's always nice to come home. After
yes.
a while, too. It's like, yeah.
Understood.
It's been
Understood.
3 months, so I'm going to go home now. So.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you. So how's the dating life going? Last time we talked, you were interested in a waiter.
Oh, my God, no. That's long gone. That's over.
Okay.
He is a figure of the past.
Okay.
Right now, I have 7 classes, and so it's pretty much just about 7 classes.
Oh my goodness.
That's
classes
sort of my
is a
life
lot
right
of
now.
Classes.
Okay.
That is a
if
lot
I get
of classes.
7. Then
yes.
I might have time for something else.
Right. Understood completely. Understood. So how can we help you this evening?
Okay. So I guess what I would like is sort of a clear outlook on the semester. You know,
okay.
it's last spring went okay, the summer went by fine. The fall kind of feels like there might be a hitch, you know. I'm kind of like, I think my department chair doesn't like me as much as I thought. And, you know, I have some classes that are looking a little frightening.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'm going to tell you that one of the classes you're going to struggle in, are you taking something like a biology or?
No, I'm taking, God, what am I taking? See, this is bad when I can't even think of everything. Theology
this already could be a problem.
Yes, I know.
When
right?
you don't
like,
know the
I,
class
I'm,
you're taking.
I'm still trying to remember if I made it to everybody's class this week. I'm theology, and that's not bad. That's
right.
a professor I've had before, so I'm okay. But then I have, like, a communications class that requires me to act, and I'm not performative.
No, you're going to be fine with that. That's not the one
I'm not performative.
But you're going to be fine.
I don't think that
I see you're going to find the inner star in you, and you're going to be campy, and you'll be fine. But that's not the one I'm seeing. Keep going.
There's a PE class that's taught by an 86-year-old nun who might hate all of us.
Probably. But... but I again, no, you're going to be fine in that one, too. Actually, that'll be one of your harder ones simply because you'll never do it good enough for him. But that's okay.
Oh, no,
keep going.
She thinks I can dance. I can't dance then at all. I don't know why. Very open.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you very briefly that when I was in high school, we had a gym teacher who was a former Playboy bunny. And we took one of the classes in PE was gym. It was dance. And she failed me. Now, I was a straight-A student. She failed me in dance. Now, agreed, I maybe don't have the greatest rhythm, but failed me. And I couldn't understand why. And I had such a natural dislike for this woman, and I don't know why. I don't think it was her profession, but I think it might have had something to do with it.
She
might have heard me.
Yeah, I'm a straight A student, and then I'm going to like fail PE, and it's going to be miserable.
Yeah, because of dance, and you know, I used to go dancing every weekend, so I don't know why that was, but I feel like for some reason you're going to have a little trouble in there, but there's still another one. Keep going. That's only 3.
Okay, so let's see. Then I have a logic class.
Okay,
which seems to be okay as long as I keep up.
Okay.
I have an intro to communications class where I failed a quiz, and so
okay.
that's not a great thing. And then
no, but that's
I have
still
a
be okay.
I have a theory class taught by the professor who I house that for. So, unlike the third week of school, I have a 10-page research paper due and an hour-long
presentation. That's the one you're going to struggle in.
Yeah.
That's the one right
there. The fact that I haven't started the 10-page paper probably is a bad sign.
I would say that's probably it. But yet, you know, you can do this. You have to lock yourself in a room and just do it. You know? It's really what you have to do.
I guess so. That would explain why the other professors in the department keep coming up to me and going, "So, how's your theory class?" And I'm like,
right. Because, okay. Well, and it doesn't surprise me that you would have trouble in a theory class. I don't know why, but it doesn't surprise me. I just feel like you're very logic-based, right? And it's funny because I think I always say our show has themes, and I think the show theme tonight, even though it's supposed to be love advice, is very much logic-based. All the callers have been very logic-based, and you are too. And I think that somehow affects your theory class. And I think that's part of the problem.
That could be, because right now, like, the presentation I have to give is on an interpretive theory.
There you go.
I feel bad because the professor presents, like, articles as examples, and she'll look at me and go, "What do you think?" And I'm like, okay, this is the reason why this is a horrible...
Yes, right, right,
it's just
exactly.
Going, okay, don't you think this? No. And don't you think that? No. Like, it's not very clear. You know, people don't clarify things, and who even knows what that means? And no, I didn't like it at all.
Defined lines and theory and interpretation of something. You don't want anything left up to interpretation. You like it clearly defined. It's black, it's white, it's red, it's yellow, whatever it is, but that's what it is, and everyone else knows it. They can see it, period, end of story. Moving on. But see, that's not what a theory class is all about. And if there's one lesson you learn in that class, is perception, right?
Mm, yeah, this is true. Yeah, we go through a lot. And it's funny because, like, the entire class seems to be people, or at least the people that show up, seem to be very, like, one girl's a psych major, and she's like, "No, this is not objective, and I do not like it, and there are no statistics, so this doesn't make any sense." And the other person, now I don't remember what her major is, but she's kind of leaning the same way, that she's like, "This is kind of vague. What does that term even mean? How do we even know that they clarified that term? This might not be a good study at all. We don't know what they ask people."
It's true, and it's hard because, again, but you see, it's all left to interpretation, isn't it? So you just have to make a case for the way that you interpret it. That's all they're looking for in that class.
No, and they're also looking for a 10-page research paper with 10 sources.
But it's from each person's point of view. You know, I remember talking. My husband he majored in engineering, graduated with an engineering degree, but he's a financial planner. And one of the things he has always said is that with statistics, you can do anything. And that's kind of what your theory class is about, too. You know, it's how you take and look at, i.e., statistics. You can prove or disprove any theory. So that's kind of what you're going to need to do in this class. Find a point to stand on, and then find documentation to provide, you know, information that proves out your theory. Not necessarily, 100%, but at least it's kind of like a debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you're in a debate, it's the same thing. You know, you're going to hear from both sides, and someone's going to take the opposing or the, you know, and then that's it. So you'll be able to pull this off. Once you get the feel for it, you're good to go.
Well, hopefully I can get this paper written, because if it do bad on my paper, it's going to be a bad semester.
You're going to do fine. You're going to do fine. And by the way, I do want to announce that Jessica's eye makeup has been completed. And,
yes, and I have one smoky, sultry eye.
See,
and one a little more natural.
I like the smoky, sultry
eye.
I think it looks great. Yes.
But I am kind of leaning towards the other eye.
I know you are, because it's natural. But I think the smoky, sultry look looks good, and it's a nighttime wedding.
It is a nighttime wedding. I do have a blue dress, so.
See, we should take close-up pictures of her eyes and have people vote on it.
The only thing
that
I would
be
worse
creepy
in
weird.
Than PE.
No, I
is
think it's a good idea.
We're actually
having a picture taken of Jessica's close up of her eyes, so she doesn't feel awkward
You're
and weird at all.
You're gonna pour into me,
okay? And then we're gonna actually post them, and people can vote next week. Okay, so we're going to ask everybody to vote and let us know which one they think looks best, because I think the one looks better than the other.
My
but
nose
that's just my
giant.
Opinion. And Jessica's complaining about her nose. So back to your 10-page report. You're going to be able to write this paper. Don't worry about it. You'll be able to pull it off.
Okay. Because I'm on the verge of, like, crying.
No. No, you want to cry, sit here and watch Jessica get eye makeup on and complain about every single aspect. She's complaining that her nose looks too big. And honestly, her makeup looks fantastic. It really looks good. I wish we could put it on the air right now so people can see and vote. But I'm going to tell you that when you're nervous about something, it means you care. You care because you want to succeed. And that's why you will succeed. You know, it's the people who sit back and say, "Yeah, whatever. I don't really care. It'll get written somehow. I don't know. I'll just put something out there." Those are the people who'll never achieve anything and never succeed because they don't care enough. They don't care enough. They're not anxious. Some people worry that they're too anxious, but at least anxiety makes you stay on top of things, and that's really all you're going through now.
If I'm not nervous, bad things happen as a result. I will say.
I know.
If I'm nervous, and
well,
as a result, never
good. Right? That's for everybody, though. When you're not nervous, when you're not anticipating something like that, bad things will definitely happen. So you know, you're in the right frame of mind right now. You're going to get this paper done because you're worried about it. It's, you know, I know I used to have to write a lot for a company. I had a marketing company. I always had to come up with new manuals and ideas and stories, and it used to make me crazy because I used to think, oh, my gosh, what if I can't come up with something, you know? I used to write for a sales magazine. What if I couldn't come up with a thing, you know? And I used to get really uptight. And so what I would do is just start writing something. And usually the first two paragraphs made no sense whatsoever. But by the third paragraph, there was that glimmer of an idea, and then you just go with it. And I guarantee you, if you sit back, like if you go and lay down, and literally I mean this, go lay down, keep the room completely dark, and think about what it is you have to do and what bothers you the most about it, and you write about that and make your theory about that with supporting evidence, you'll be fine.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
I know you can do this. I promise you. Call
I
us next
skills.
Week and let us know.
Will do. Will do.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck, okay?
Thank you. Good luck
You're
with
welcome.
The eye makeup. It'll be fine. Just
Thank
it
you.
It really will be. All right. You take care, okay? God bless.
You too.
One of our very favorite callers. She's such a delightful
I
person.
Know she is.
Okay. Well, listen, we are shortening the show tonight because we wanted to make sure that we got the love advice out. That was our main goal to tonight. And because we're having some technical difficulties with this phone, and I'm having to use this handset, which is not at all comfortable.
As your arm gets paralyzed.
It really does. It cramps up. So we're going to shorten the show to 1 hour tonight while we work on our technical difficulties. So next week our show can be even more exciting and more riveting and more fact-filled than ever
before. We are riveting every week.
We can be riveting sometimes. I've actually glued my fingers together. That's riveting. what we're going to talk about next week are two things. Number one, how do you meet people and where to meet singles, okay? And number two, how each person can tap into their own romantic intuition so that you can be your own psychic, if you will, giving you advice and using your own sixth sense. And we're going to talk to you step by step on exactly how you can do that so you can trust your own instincts, and they'll be right every time. So we're going to talk about that on
that
the next
exciting.
Week's show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting. And more importantly, we'll get to visit with all our fans again. And we're going to post a picture of Jessica's two eyes. You either vote for the left eye or the right eye. And we're going to put that on the show next week. So when you log in, you'll be able to see Jessica's eyes. And we're going to ask everybody to vote, and that's the eye makeup she will wear to the wedding. And we wanna thank Andrea for doing the eye makeup tonight.
Thank you,
from
Andrea.
MAC
you did
makeup,
a fabulous
so
job.
So kind of her to come in and do it. And she's done a beautiful job. And I might have her do my face now.
I know.
Why not, right?
We both need to look fabulous.
We both need to look. Listen, folks, you all have a wonderful Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we appreciate you. We love you. And we hope you come back next Wednesday. God bless and take care.